This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha will begin a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in a short while from now. According to official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Tomorrow, the lower house will take up a debate on electoral reforms. Ahead of the special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in Parliament, Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, Vande Mataram played a significant role in unifying the freedom struggle. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy said Vande Mataram is a connecting song to all states of the country. Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan said it is simply vital for the younger generation of the country to understand the significance of Vande Mataram and the spirit it communicates. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, BJP MP Shashank Mani Tripathi said discussion on Vande Mataram in Parliament today will be a remembrance of the revolutionaries who were almost neglected by the Congress governments. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said over 2 crore youth have been registered on My Bharat portal so far. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Mandavia said that My Bharat is an umbrella platform designed to empower and engage India's youth in nation building. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal today said over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government's policies have begun to visibly translate the fundamental spirit of social justice into reality on the ground. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that the Mudra Yojana has strengthened the economic capacity of citizens. He added that as a result, 25 crore people have risen above the poverty line in the country. The Delhi airport has informed that airport operations are running smoothly, although a few flights may be rescheduled or cancelled due to operational reasons. In a passenger advisory issued today, Delhi Airport said its on-ground teams are actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimise disruptions and ensure a seamless travel experience for passengers. It advised the travellers to stay updated on their flight status by contacting their respective airlines. Goa police have arrested 4 people, the general manager and 3 staff members of a nightclub in Arpora, following a massive fire that claimed 25 lives and left 6 others injured. The arrests were made after an FIR was registered against the club's owners, its manager and the event organisers. The Arpora Nagoa Panchayat Sarpanch was also detained for issuing a trade licence to the nightclub in 2013. Tension has risen along the Thailand-Cambodia border as the Royal Thai Army carried out airstrikes along its disputed border with Cambodia, with both countries accusing each other of starting the fresh escalation. Clashes have been reported in Thailand's northeastern Sisaket and Ubon Ratchathani provinces, as well as Cambodia's northern border provinces of Priah Vihar and Odar Myanche. The Royal Thai Army accused Cambodian forces of opening fire in the Ubon Ratchathani province this morning, which resulted in the death of a soldier while 8 other military personnel were wounded, which prompted the airstrikes. However, in a statement, Cambodia's Ministry of Defence claimed the attack was launched by Thailand and the country did not retaliate, urging an immediate halt to hostilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today praised the Suprabhatam program on Doordarshan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the program gives a refreshing feeling early in the morning. The Prime Minister added it discusses various aspects from yoga to the Indian lifestyle. The program is aired on DD News from Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. in the morning, and it focuses on yoga, culture, heritage and a healthy lifestyle. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.4% down in forenoon trade today. The Sensex declined 358 points to 85,355, while the Nifty slipped 130 points to 26,057 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.